Martha Mayhem and the Balmy Birthday. Written by Joanne Owen. And read by Amy Entickner. To my very own husband, Stephen. It was a balmy afternoon in the village of Cherry Hills Bottom. Summer was surging. The sun was as bright as an Andalusian orange, but not quite as juicy. And all the villagers were serenely soaking up the sunbeams. Well, not quite all of them. On the far edge of the village, out beyond Raspberry Road and Lumpy Lane, and past Foxglove Field, a huge hullabaloo was taking place. It was bouncy and boisterous and tremendously bubbly.
"Hoopla!" went the hullabaloo. "Hoopla-loo-la!"
In fact, this hullabaloo was so huge, all the cows basking on the banks of Paddlepond Pond turned their heads towards its source, which was, as you may have anticipated, the mouth of a girl named Martha Mayhem. She was hullabalooing her way home from school with her best friend Jack.
"I'm so excited I could burst," she yelled.
In case you're wondering, Martha was feeling fit to burst and making such a huge hullabaloo because, one, tomorrow was the last day of school before the beginning of the long summer holiday. Two, the first day of the holiday was also Martha's birthday.
"On my birthday, Professor Grumps always takes me to Tusseter Truelace's tea room of truly tasty treats, and we usually do something special too. Do you remember last year when we all went to Zingo Zongo's circus? And the year before that, when we went on Humphrey Malumpy's city safari? Gramps must have something planned for this year. Has he mentioned anything to you?"
"Not that I remember," Jack replied. "Have you thought about what you want to do for the rest of the holidays?"
he asked, speedily changing the subject as they approached Martha's house.
"Course," she replied. "I've made a list. I'm going to do experimental spells with Griselda Gritch and Tacita Truelace, and I thought we could practice football together. Oh, and I want to grow my own pineapple and explore Gramps' meadow properly to try to discover new kinds of creeping creatures. I'm going to make loads of different things too," she added, "like a secret treehouse and mango milkshake."
At this point, it's probably worth mentioning that while Martha enjoyed making all kinds of things, including lists, friends, and various kinds of milkshake, she sometimes also made mayhem, whether she liked it or not. This was why she was usually known as Martha Mayhem.